You're listening to Malice After Midnight. The following podcast contains subject matter that may be disturbing to some listeners. The views and opinions expressed are those of the hosts and not of the sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. And now, Malice After Midnight with Tina, Steve, and Christine.
Hello. That's right. It's me, Tina, bringing you this episode. Okay. So,
first of all, sorry it's a week late.
Yes, we're so sorry.
But life.
Yeah, life. But coming off of Steve's Ed Gein episode, which was crazy. let's talk about some grandmas. We're going to talk about some gruesome grannies.
Gam gam no.
Okay, so, okay. You know when you think of like grandmas, grannies, meemaws, nanas, whatever you call yours.
Grandmother. Gam gam.
Gam gam.
Camp cam. I don't think I've ever.
Gam gam.
Gam gam.
You don't tend to think of evil or serial killers, but they're out there. I want to talk about two of those grannies today. These ladies are both known as the Granny Ripper.
They both have the same name?
Yeah. I was wondering if you would catch that. I was like looking it up and I was like, oh, the Granny Ripper. Oh, that sounds good. And it was like, the Granny Ripper, this information. And it was like, the Granny Ripper, this information. So I guess, I don't know.
They weren't real creative with the nicknames.
Okay. Nice.
I was gonna say they could come up with. Like,
were they two totally separate like yes, things? So they weren't even like it, the their
no,
stories weren't
first,
even.
Well, I mean, there's similarities, but at first I was like worried that you know they had just like got the wrong picture and you know used the same story, but no, they're two different stories.
Wow.
Mm. All right. Well, let's hear them.
Okay. I also want to say that I think that granny game was like had to be like. Influenced by these because you know, remember that granny game that the kids were playing where it was like this old ugly like creepy granny and they have to go hide like in a door and like she'll come in look around and then she gets you like she kills you
the maybe what because, I don't remember that game. I remember Hello Neighbor.
Was it
is that what you're thinking
but it's, granny.
Oh yeah, no, I don't remember that.
Maybe it was just me
that and Five Nights at Freddy's. I remember that. My oldest was all about Five Nights
like
at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Gruesome Grannies. No, I was kidding. Okay, so Sophia. Picture it. No, not that Sophia. Sophia Zhukova was born in 1939 in Russia in the village of Zavyajino.
Yeah. Close enough.
Thanks. Okay. It is reported that she had no education and could hardly read or write. She worked as a laborer, which is fine. I mean, like, that's a good job, and a lot of people work as a laborer, you know. They make their living. Later, she moved and met her husband, had two sons, and settled into the life of wife and mother.
Sounds pretty normal
right
now.
Yeah, sounds pretty normal. There's apparently not a great deal known about her other than she carried on a quote-unquote normal life until her husband died in 2005. This is when people say her psyche changed and they noticed like she was different. So I don't know if that means her true self came out or she just like
so she was pretty old already
down.
When her husband died.
Yeah, she was older. Yeah,
you said
oh,
she
yeah.
was born in 1939.
Yes.
Oh wow, yeah, because if that was 2005.
Yeah.
There's math involved.
Sense.
I'm not doing it.
You're pretty good there, Steve. This is when she began arguing with neighbors. She was even threatening them. Nobody really like worried about her threats, you know, because I thought she's just an ornery old lady,
just
yeah.
a bitter
you know,
old lady.
Because sometimes when people's spouses die, they come, you know, they become kind of ornery, you know. Would you say old bat?
Yeah.
Okay, so the very same year her husband died, Sophia had been yelling at the kids around her flat for being too loud. You know, like that's like an apartment, like your flat.
We get it.
Okay, sorry. Which, okay, so, I mean, like, a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. And a lot of old people yell, but nothing comes of it. And a few days later, after this, 8-year-old Anastasia went missing. And not long after she was kidnapped, a friend of the girl's mother reported that she received a phone call saying that the girl was alive and everything was fine with her. 2 weeks later, an 8-year-old girl's severed, badly beaten head was discovered. But no one suspected Sophia of this crime. And that's sad, you know. But if she called 2 weeks later, then she must have kept her. You know what I mean?
Or she was just trying to throw him off the trail, saying she was okay.
Oh, yeah, that could be it. Well, she was one of the kids that was yelled at, but it didn't mean anything to anybody in the village because they didn't.
Because she's just an old lady yelling at noisy kids. Old lady. Yeah, get off my lawn.
Now, the phone call. Even though the phone call came from a slaughtering company where Sophia worked as a pig slaughterer, they still didn't think anything about it. They probably just assumed it was like a random killer or whatever, you know, because, I mean, I guess, why would you think that? You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't think she was anything at this point.
I would have been investigating all the people that worked there.
It was also reported that there was, quote, unquote, fresh meat strewn near Sophia's apartment building, which was eaten by stray dogs around this time. But nothing came of it. There was no investigation, anything like that. 8 years later, in early April 2013, 77-year-old Nina Babinko went missing.
77-year-old?
Yes.
Okay.
Nina was living with Sophia at the time of her disappearance, and her remains were never found. When she went missing, police visited the lady's apartment, and they found Nina's passport and a few drops of blood on the apartment floor. But Sophia explained this away, saying that it was the result of a nosebleed because she had hit Nina when she got arrogant towards her. So that's how they're like, okay, I got you.
Oh, y'all just had a fight. Don't worry that she's missing. We're not gonna.
So you just had a fight, but you're not a suspect.
Yeah, she's missing. Okay, that's fine. In 2019, so it wasn't like,
it was spread out. Yeah.
In 2019, the one that finally got her caught was when a group of children found an arm in the trash bin outside of Sophia's apartment.
Oh, she was getting
careless.
Dogs she was old. She probably forgot.
Yeah.
She's like, where'd I put
put that arm at?
Okay, so dogs had smelled the blood and got into the trash, leaving chewed bones out in the open. Mm-hmm. Isn't that yuck? I mean, because you could tell, you know, if they're human.
Well, it's obviously
or
not a chicken bone.
That makes me think of the movie House when the dog's running around with that monster's hand in its mouth.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
That used to terrify me.
I know, that movie was so crazy.
When I was a kid, that arm terrified me. Nothing else really bothered
me. That movie was good.
It was good, though. I like the second one,
all right,
too.
Back to the story. Now back to the good part.
The remains turned out to be 52-year-old street sweeper Angela. I knew that when I said that, you're going to think of what you call it.
I did.
I thought you were going to go.
I was going to do, you might be a, what is it, the Reaper?
Maybe a king or just a little street sweeper.
Yes. I knew you were going to say
the Reaper. That's what made me think of.
So he was a and janitor. Vasily Shlyakitich. We're going to say his
name. Wow. Everybody that's Russian that might actually listen to the show, we're sorry. We're hacking these names.
Shlyakitich,
Let me see.
Shalaka.
Let me try.
Fresh meat.
Vasily. Yeah.
Steve's like,
Shlyakitich.
Sophia became suspect. Oh my God.
Oh my God, you were so suspect. It's a bebe.
Bebe.
I can't even. After.
I believe I told you that.
I believe I told you that. No, I believe I said that. That's it. After neighbors said that she was strong for her age and always carried an axe with her.
So
they didn't say it. She is strong and she does always carry that axe.
In the world is she walking around the neighborhood carrying this axe?
Are we going to know why she's killing these people?
They always complained about her killing cats, but never really considered her a killer. Well, now's your son, so there's an arm.
I mean,
in the
her carrying down. Around an axe all around, like, like, why were you letting this old woman walk around with an axe anyway? What is wrong?
What is wrong in this apartment complex that they don't realize what is going on?
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, so once Police searched Sophia's apartment. They found weapons that could be used for dismemberment, such as knives and saws. You think?
Yeah.
They also found trace amounts of blood.
All the other parts are like her 77-year-old roommate. What happened to her?
Well, apparently she hung them up and the dogs ate them. Remember?
Well, that was that was the kid.
Maybe. No, that was an arm from that Vicely.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, she was saying,
oh, yeah.
You were talking about the meat earlier. Yeah.
Fragments of bone and more blood was found. DNA testing was used to determine that it was from 8-year-old Anastasia.
So that was a long time ago.
Yeah. And at this time, it had been long enough, you know, where DNA testing.
Yeah.
Well, they started DNA, in the 80s, but didn't really go with it until recent.
There were also human organs and intestines found in the refrigerator.
My God, Tina, all your episodes have a theme.
They do. There's always a refrigerator of human meat.
You need to clear your history on the computer. Go ahead.
I'll be like, I host a podcast. Really?
I swear. Are you sure? I swear. I hope nobody in our area comes up missing and they suspect a cannibal.
Oh, my gosh. Sophia was arrested and set for pretrial for murder. Now, she at first admitted killing all three victims, saying the janitor and his friend asked to come over for tea. She was quoted as saying, instead of tea, they raped me. She even demonstrated for police how she killed him. Like, they had this, like, dummy with, like, a hat on.
Now, how old was she by now?
Because
this was 80 or 81. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, and she had an axe, and she was like, well, you know, prop axe. And she said that she came down, like, on the top of his head, like, in the toward the front, like, in the forehead area, and hit him in the head with the axe and killed him. But she didn't kill his friend. She just, like, ended up killing him probably later.
And I mean, what happened to the friend? Didn't rat her out? Like,
I know, why did he come forward to say, like, no, I didn't rape. I don't think there was a friend.
No.
I don't think there was a rape. I mean,
think so either, because obviously that's
I'm not taking that it good lightly, but I'm just saying. She said the little girl, Anastasia, sealed her fate that when after she yelled at her, she threw ice cream. She threw ice cream in her face. So she's like, that's it.
That's terrible.
That's horrible. She's probably yelling at her because she's a butthole. I mean, threw ice cream in her face because she's a butthole.
Yeah. Oh, crabby old lady.
She then took it back and just said that she only killed the janitor for raping her. She was actually, okay, I'm not lying. I've never seen this before. Maybe it's like in foreign countries they do this. Maybe they do it here. I just don't know. But she was actually in a cage in the back of the courtroom. Like it had like black bars.
Yeah, I think that's probably foreign countries.
What? It was just enough room for her, like, to stand up or sit down, okay?
So, like a jail cell in
like
the courtroom.
Like a jail cell in the courtroom. She shocked people in the courtroom by laughing loudly as her charges were read to her. Witnesses said they recalled seeing her following the little girl inside the apartment building, and she shouted and pointing at them, yelling, liars!
Where was the witnesses when the little girl went missing?
That's what I'm saying. This is getting on my nerves, how they're like, wait a minute. She also became known as the Sweeney Todd of Russia.
Meat pies, meat.
One local was quoted as saying, we always found it strange that despite being surly and unfriendly, she would often find the time to cook things for the local children.
Oh, my God.
Oh my.
They were always meat dishes.
Yeah. I bet they were.
Sometimes she gave them to the adults. She brought me and my husband plates with jellied meat. She had called them sweets.
No wonder she was Sweeney Todd.
Oh my God.
She also added, I remember it well because my husband said, let's not eat it. You never know what it was made from. And now it looks like he was right. You know, where was all this thinking like back then? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. They probably did eat it and they just didn't want everybody to think they did.
Yeah. She ate it. Okay. The lady also said, criminologists confirmed that she used meat from the people she killed to make the pies.
Oh, wow.
And that's what the lady said. So I don't know.
It doesn't matter. That's just terrible.
Wow. Just the fact that, so she is the Sweeney Todd of Russia.
For real.
Okay, now there's this one picture of her. You know, I told you she was in that cage, and she's like leaning down, like bending over, kind of, and she's like reaching her hand out of the cage, and I swear it reminds me of the witch from Hansel and Gretel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
She's just straight up creepy. Like, if you look at any a picture of her, she always has like a scowl on her face and doesn't look nice or remotely approachable at all. So I guess she forced a smile when she was handing out those sweets to her neighbor or neighbors. Okay, the case was continued. I was in process when it was delayed because of the COVID lockdown. It was during this time that Sophia caught COVID herself and died before her trial was completed. Do want to mention, like I said, at the time of her arrest, remember we talked about she was 80 or 81, mm-hmm. which made her the oldest serial killer in Russia. And there are still investigations being made to other crimes that they think Sophia may have been involved in.
Wow.
More with Tina, Steve, and Christine on Malice After Midnight coming up.
Hey guys, this is Vanessa. My podcast is Life Paranormal with Me. Listen as I serve you all things spirit, paranormal, and unexplained. Join me every other Saturday as my guest host and I recount our own experiences that will perplex and utterly terrify you. Life Paranormal with V is available on all major platforms such as Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Join the Lifer fam by following me on Twitter at VLifeParanormal. Follow, like, subscribe, and hit that notification button so you can always catch a ride on this spooky vibe.
And now more of Malice After Midnight with your hosts, Tina, Steve, and Christine.
Hey, okay, so let's talk about the second Granny Ripper. This Granny Ripper is 74-year-old Tamara Samsonova.
Is she Russian also?
Yes. Another elderly Russian serial killer. She is also dubbed as Baba Yaga, which translated into English means...
the boogeyman. I've seen John Wick.
It's evil old witch. A folklore has it that Baba Yaga lives in a kind of dwelling that connects our world to the netherworld.
Wait, I was wrong. It's not Boogeyman?
Well, they said that.
Oh, they wait. No. Oh, it's they said that, Baba Yaga or whatever.
Yeah, they said that John Wick like got the translation wrong or something.
Oh, okay.
But maybe it's just because it's a woman. I don't know. She also has been labeled as just psycho. So, you know. So she has more names than just... the Granny Ripper. Okay.
Okay.
If you look her up, her character... oh, my God. If you look her up...
Sorry, I muted the wrong mic. I'm biting my chip. Now that everybody knows I've eaten Doritos during the show.
Oh, my God. y'all are so crazy. Her characteristics are listed as... like, if you just look her up and it says characteristics, you know, usually it's like, you know, like friendly... whatever. Hers is dismemberment, beheading, and cannibalism. I thought that was
nice. Likes to take long walks on the beach, dismemberment.
Yes. Yikes, you know. It is believed that she could have anywhere from 11 to 14 murders under her belt.
Those are pretty strong numbers.
Yeah, I think so too. But police fear it could be even more. Now, opposite of Sophia... Tamara looks so sweet. She's always smiling and waving. She's blowing kisses all the time and saying, I love you. Up on first appearances, she looks like the sweetest old grandma. Always keep, you know, I think of her as like always keeping peppermints or butterscotch in her purse.
Orange slices in the dish on the coffee table.
Yes, yes.
Those little soft mints.
Oh, yeah, those are good. But looks can... most definitely be deceiving.
I know. You look so sweet. And everybody just thinks you're the greatest.
I am sweet.
But only if they knew.
I'm so sure. Yeah, I'm so sure. Okay. Anyway. One of the most diabolical minds to come out of Russia. Tamara supposedly has schizophrenia and has been placed in a mental hospital on 3 different occasions. But remember, so did Catherine Knott. And she was, Catherine Knott was quoted as saying, I can get away with anything because I'll just act crazy.
Yeah.
So people can act crazy.
Yeah, but she might have really been if they checked on it. I wouldn't just brush that off. She might actually have schizophrenia. Well,
I'm
not brushing it off,
but I'm saying at this time, they didn't have any medical stuff done, you know, like examinations or whatever. I mean, she's in the, no diagnosis, I should say.
Okay.
But yes, mental illness is a bad thing, and I'm not trying to blow it off, I promise. Okay. Tamara was born in April 1947, so she's older too. After living a rather uneventful childhood and young adult life, she went to college, graduated, got married in 1971, and got a job at the Grand Hotel Europe, working as a working for a travel agency.
Hmm.
So she, you know, could have been just successful and just had a good life and
normal
everything normal, yeah. Day in, day out, pretty normal it seemed until she reported her husband missing in 2000. She begged the police to find him, saying he just simply disappeared. But, you know, it's that their search efforts yielded nothing. And you know how they always say, like, when an adult disappears, you know, they have the right to leave.
Yeah, they're a grown up. They can do what they want.
Yeah.
You know, just.
They don't do nothing for at least 48 hours or something.
They're like,
give
it time. He may come back on his own, you know. Friends that were closest to Tamara said that she became obsessed with Chikatilo. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
I think I'm going to do something on him later. He was executed in 1994. In a 12-year period, he murdered, sexually assaulted, and cannibalized at least 52 victims.
Wow.
He was labeled.
Oh, he's a cannibal? So then you're definitely going to be doing one on that one, I'm sure.
He was labeled a vampire and was considered to be the Soviet Union's worst maniac.
Wow. I haven't ever heard of him.
Mm-mm, me either. They say she studied all about him and his methods of torture, which included cutting out tongues, gouging out eyes, and bursting eardrums.
That's like medieval stuff.
Oh, bursting
eardrums. I know. That's what got me the most. I know the other
stuff's gruesome. I've had an earache for like 2 weeks.
Busting your eardrums just makes me hurt so bad. Look, I just got chills thinking about it. Neighbors say she was a lot better looking years ago and kept her apartment nice and neat.
Weren't we all? I mean,
well, they
she looked a lot better years ago. I don't know what happened.
She was 40, you know, but when she hit 88, wow, she was
wow,
fine.
Wow, it went downhill from there.
Yeah,
it was
just the opposite.
Well, they say this because she used to sit topless in the window. They said that she would turn and make it so her silhouette, you know, like her, like.
Showing off?
Yeah, showing off that side view just a little bit because it was
side
just
boob.
A little tip.
So
yeah,
some side boob.
And it so people in the street could see her silhouette. And they say that, you know, one lady was like, I know my husband was attracted to her back then. It's like,
okay. I'd have punched my husband in his, what are you looking at?
He's like,
come
on.
Your eyeballs back in your
He's
head.
He's like, come on. She's, I mean, literally, like, how can I not? You go to the store and you better not look up in that window on your way back. You hear me?
Yeah.
She also often bragged about how good her German and English were. So she could speak 3 languages.
Hmm.
And she often bragged.
So obviously she wasn't stupid.
No, she was. Yeah, she was very smart. I know there was later somebody was like, she's either really dumb or smarter than she acts like. Well, apparently she's smarter than she acts like because she speaks 3 languages. She went to college. Now, since her husband never returned in 2003, she started renting out one of the rooms in her apartment. You know, people do that.
Mm-hmm.
They get lonely or whatever. Or maybe she want to make a little extra
Probably
money.
Probably want to make some cash.
Yeah, she want to make some money. She rented the room out to a man, and they had a quarrel, and she asked.
And what, she nicely asked him to leave?
No, she asked the neighbor if she could borrow a hacksaw. And it's not funny, but it's like, I mean, and they said she never brought it back, and then he comes up missing, so.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. He no longer was her tenant, and she rented to another man and then another.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, Tamara met 79-year-old Valentina Ulanova, who she affectionately called Valya. Tamara's flat was being renovated, and Valya let her live with her during this time. A mutual friend of theirs had, you know, said, "Why don't you let Tamara come live with you? Her apartment's being renovated, and you know, that way she can get out of all that mess." Because they also said that her apartment used to be a lot cleaner, and it was all, you know, it was kind of messy. But then added to all that, the renovation, it was just too much. And her friend was like, "Let her stay with you," and she's like, "Okay, I will." But Tamara really liked living with Valya. And when the time came to move out, she would either change the subject or she would ask to extend her stay. And she just kept doing it and doing it. And this made the friendship sour over time. And Valya told Tamara that she was tired of her. The two had an argument over some dirty cups. And that was when the straw that broke the camel's back. Tamara went to the pharmacy and somehow she convinced the pharmacist to sell her some phenazepam, which is like, if you look up, okay, it's made in Russia, but if you look up the Russian, like, you know how like that's the generic version?
Mm-hmm.
If you look up the regular version, it's like so long, like I couldn't even. Used to treat mental disorders is what it is.
Oh.
Tamara went quote unquote home and prepared Valya's favorite salad. You know, she's like, "Come on, let's just have dinner." With the addition of the medication.
She had makeup salad? I'm sorry.
That is so, you better hit that button, Steve, because that is so ugly. Anyway. Thank you. That was just crazy. Oh, yeah. So after dinner, Tamara went to bed. Around 2 a.m., she woke up to find Valya passed out on the floor. So she began to dismember her while she was still alive. So she was, you know, passed out, but they said that she was still alive when that happened.
Nice.
First, the head. Then, she sawed the body in half. She then cut it into pieces using a knife. Pieces of the victim were found by a pond near the apartment building several days later. Once identified, I was wondering about that, like how'd they do it without the head? But she had left her arms and like her hands in there. So I'm guessing fingerprints. So once identified, the police went to Valya's apartment where Tamara opened the door. A mutual friend said she asked Tamara about the whereabouts of Valya. I wonder if it's that one friend. He didn't say her name for sure. Yeah. You know, that one of them lived together. When she hadn't been able to reach her, and she said that Tamara was very sneaky, and she grabbed her by the arm and was trying to pull her into the apartment. Was like, "Don't call the police! Don't call the police!" But she said,
"Oh, she's going to kill her too."
Oh yeah, I believe that. Mm. She actually was able to pull back away from her, and she says now that she's lucky because she thinks she would have killed her.
Yeah.
Upon entering the apartment, police noticed blood on the floor and a piece of curtain hanging on a shower curtain ring that matched the shower curtain that the victim's torso was wrapped in that they found. They also found detailed diaries written.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's smart, but it's
usually the way it is. They're usually, like, extremely smart. They're so smart, they're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
They don't have common sense.
The diaries were written in Russian, German, and English.
Oh, she wanted to make sure everybody knew what she was doing.
She's like, "This way, you don't have to translate
it. I can get convicted in three languages now."
Oh, my gosh. But these diaries not only detailed the daily life of Tamara, you know, things like, "I went to the store, I ate yogurt today, I did all kinds of stuff," but it also had dark entries that have not been released to the public. The police report that cannibalism and occult sacrifices as a possible motive.
Wow.
Well, she was into that stuff, that reading.
Oh, yeah. Stuff. She...
today I sit on my couch and I'm watching the person from afar.
Like, what the crap? I'm not going to sit in the window because I don't look as good as I used to.
Yeah. My side boob's not as good as it was.
Side boob. It has been leaked that the lungs of the victims were always removed. And it is believed that they were consumed by Tamara.
Which, is lung like something anybody eats? Like of an animal? Do you eat an animal's lungs?
I don't know, but there was something so, like, I mean, I can't remember what it said. Something like,
I mean, it's gross enough.
I don't know
if
she had lung trouble or something, but she was like, oh, this, you know, they were thinking I'll eat the lungs, thinking like something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, like the power or the rejuvenation or something. Some weird. Probably was cult stuff then.
Yeah. Now it's so strange. Tamara's fate seemed sealed when the police, and it's on there. You can find it. You can see it. Reviewed CCTV footage that show her making numerous trips up and down the apartment complex. And then, like, to and from the door, like, in and out of the door. And she's carrying various sizes of bags. And then the last thing she's carrying out is a big pot with a lid on it. And that's the last thing she carries out, which, you know, going back to some of our previous crimes, everybody thinks it was a head.
Probably.
Yeah.
After being interviewed, Tamara still denies killing her husband, saying he ran off with another woman. In her diary, though, there is a confession. She writes, I killed my tenant, Volodya, cutting him in pieces in the bathroom with a knife, and put the pieces of his body in plastic bags and threw them away in different parts of the district. In her diary, she confessed to 11 murders. Beside the diary, she kept black magic and astrological books.
Now, could you really use the diary as...
Yes. They'll use diaries as alibis.
I guess so.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Will they? I mean, that's...
Yes, there's an interesting story. What is the actor? Colin Farrell, mm-hmm. right? Is he the Irish one, black hair?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
he is. He was talking about on, I think it was Jimmy Fallon. They did a little skit thing with the, anyway, they were talking about story, like they had their little game they played where like they'd tell two fake stories and one real story and they had to guess. Mm-hmm. And like Vince Vaughn was on there. Anyway, Colin Farrell was like, and I can't remember what country he was in now. This is, I'm going to just paraphrase this, but whatever. He was, became a suspect in a murder case.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
they gosh. Actually had the eyewitness drawing and Colin Farrell was like, oh shit, that's me. Like, look just like him. And what saved him is the person he was, they like did drugs, whatever. He don't remember the night, but the person he was with had written in the diary what they had did the night before. And so it kept him from being a suspect.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Oh wow, yeah.
I mean, I think that's crazy. Cause like, oh, I just killed this man here. Let me make a diary real quick.
Well
I,
she wrote it. It's she confessed to it in 3 different languages.
Well, you know, maybe if you just wrote like one thing, but I suppose if you were known for keeping diaries all your life, they
would
go by.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
While in court, the judge informed her that he was asked to arrest her. He asked her what she thought of that. And from, okay, do you remember how I said the other lady was in the bars? Well, she was in a plexiglass box.
Yeah, well, that's Russia, I guess.
So she was back there.
Did you know Russia?
Yeah, you know, because you know, Russia. So, but there was like a little thing cut out where she could like tilt her face. She couldn't get her face out, but she could like put it up to it, you know, and like her hands and stuff. But she stood up and she said, "You decide, Your Honor. After all, I am guilty and deserve punishment." And when told she would be held in custody, she smiled like this huge smile and she started clapping her hands.
Weird.
Oh, my God.
So police are using her diaries to look into the disappearance of other individuals in the area, and it has now been revealed that she is suspected in the disappearance of her mother-in-law.
Wow.
And at this time she is up for evaluation for mental illness and may not serve any jail time, nope. But may spend the rest of her life in a mental facility. You know, should she?
Yeah, she sounds crazy.
Insane.
Like class
she does. I mean, that sounds pretty.
Yeah, but it's, you know, still no excuse for
no,
murder.
No,
no.
And that's the story of the gruesome grannies this week.
All right.
Oh, mama.
That's what I didn't.
Gam gam. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and sorry we're a week late. Next week, we're going to be talking about Ed Kemper, the co-ed killer.
Ooh. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.